Hi, this is Donnie Walsh from Downchild.
This is Ronnie King of the Stampeders.
Hi, it's Holly Woods.
And Barry Connors.
Hi, I'm Brian Greenway from the group April Wine.
This is Frank Ludwig.
Hello, this is Valdi. I'm a Canadian folk singer, and I'd like to thank you all for listening to Oldies Without Borders.
Well, thank you very much, Valdi and company. Welcome to Hour 2 of Oldies Without Borders. It's the show that honors popular music from the roots of rock to the mid-1980s and the dawn of MTV. I'm the vinyl professor, Peter Morin. This hour, it's my Saturday morning sit-down with Melanie, one of the featured performers on Day 1 of Woodstock back on this date, 1969. Among others, she shared the stage with Richie Havens, Joan Baez, and Arlo Guthrie. They're all coming up. But first, a song written by Joni Mitchell. This is Matthew's Southern Comfort, to set the mood for Woodstock on Oldies Without Borders on 101.5 The Hawk.
I came upon a child of God. He was walking along the road. When I asked him, "Where are you going?" this evening, something turning. Well, maybe it's the time of year, or maybe it's the time of man, and I don't know who I am, but life's learning.
We are stardust, we are golden, and we've got to
get us.
Let's welcome Mr. Richie Havens.
I got a telephone in my pajama, coming in from London, from over the pole, flying in a big airliner, chicken flying everywhere around the plane. Could we ever feel much finer? Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. There's a guy with a ticket to Mexico. No, he couldn't look much stranger. Walking in a hall with his things and all, smiling, said it was a Lone Ranger. Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man.
Yeah, it's far out, man.
Classic tracks, deep cuts, and forgotten 45s. You're listening to Oldies Without Borders on 101.5 The Hawk.
Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want war. Hey there, Mr. Black Man, can you hear me? I don't want your diamonds or your game. I just want to be someone known to you as me. And I will bet my life you want the same. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you never sung before. Let it fill the air. Tell people everywhere. We the people here don't want war. 700 million, are you listening? Most of what you read, most of what you read is made of lies. Speaking one to one, ain't it everybody's son? To wait till in the morning when we arrive. Some folks enjoy doing battle, like presidents, prime ministers, and kings. So let us build them shells, so they might fight among themselves. And leave us be who those who want to sing. Come and
sing a simple song of freedom. Singing like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. The people here don't want more.
Five the Hawk with music from the first night of Woodstock. All those performers were on stage 51 years ago today. Joan Baez with Joe Hill. Before that, a song that doesn't get enough airplay on commercial radio, in my humble opinion, Tim Hardin's Sing a Simple Song of Freedom. Arlo Guthrie coming into Los Angeles, and Richie Havens' Freedom. Also performing on that date were Ravi Shankar, Sweetwater, Burt Summer, and Melanie Safka, who was only 22 when she appeared at Woodstock. I had the privilege of interviewing Melanie when she was in Hamilton for a show back in 2013. We talked about her hits, which of course, for the most part, happened after her performance at Woodstock. We also talked about the fame and misfortune that came with being a celebrity from Woodstock. According to Melanie, the fame she got wasn't really what she was expecting.
I went right from being an unknown person right into the thick of it. I was signed first to CBS, you know, CBS before it was Sony. My husband was the producer. He had produced some kind of different psychedelic groups, and I was the first solo artist he had worked on, and I had, you know, just gone from obscurity to doing Woodstock, you know, and that was how it all started. I wanted to be in the Peace Corps, really. I didn't think, a lot of my songs, if you really look back, I think of this, are about the angst of being famous and, you know, tuning my guitar and just a lot of complaining about how did this happen to me? I'm famous. I didn't mean to be famous, you know. But it just happened like that really fast. And I didn't really get a chance to decide what I wanted to be.
It really must have been.
I wanted to be a philanthropist. it just didn't happen. But
it really must have been a whirlwind that, you know, going back, you were relatively young, and as you said, it came on awfully quick. And then you did Dick Cavett, you did Ed Sullivan, you did not only Woodstock, but you did the Isle of Wight Festival, not once, but 40 years later, they brought you back. You did a festival not far from Hamilton, the Strawberry Fields Festival at Mosport Park. So, yeah, it must have been, you mentioned angst, it must have been anxiety-ridden to be that young and that busy and that popular in a short order, in short period of time.
Yeah, my reaction was to rebel against it. And I did everything that a celebrity shouldn't do, you know. I told record executives the truth. I wanted to live an authentic life, you know, and I didn't want these sort of rules imposed on me and what to say in interviews and what not to say and the kinds of records I should release. You know, there was every record executive in the 80s after my run of hits wanted to superimpose my voice on the next hit song. And so they wanted me to put my guitar down and be the 80s woman. And I just couldn't see myself, doing songs that I really didn't love. It's hard enough to get, for me, to get up night after night and do songs that I'm totally into. But the thought of having to get up on stage and doing a song that I really didn't love was abhorrent to me. So the decision to just kind of stay true to myself, I guess, was an expensive decision, and Peter wasn't always behind that decision. One year I donated my services, my life, to UNICEF, and that was before artists were compensated for charitable things, you know, and so I gave up a whole year of touring to go for UNICEF, but I felt it was my calling, you know, that this is what I really wanted to do. I wanted to do something to be of service to mankind. I didn't want to be a celebrity, you know, with cars and glitz. I wanted to do something that was true to myself. And so, again, those decisions to stay that way were expensive decisions, and the price was obscurity, basically. I mean, people still wonder, oh, is she still alive? And, you know, but I have never stopped. I never stopped performing. I had three children. Layla is a writer in Nashville, and Jordy sings out in Phoenix, Arizona, in that vicinity every night, and she writes. And my son, Bo, is a composer and a guitarist. He has played concert guitar all over the world, and he writes with me, and we have a duo right now, pretty much. And I never stopped doing what I did, but you know, you can sing for 300 nights a year, and no one will know this, you know, unless you have the PR in place and the machine behind you. And, of course, without the machine, you fall into kind of obscurity. But in real life, you're doing everything you want to do, and you're performing with as much vitality as you had when you were, you know, just starting out. But people won't know that unless they're in front of you.
Well, that sounds like a pretty fruitful life in its own right.
Well, good.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, no, not for me. But, you know, in the eyes of others who determine what success is by other standards, there would be something wrong with it. But not by my standards, no.
Beautiful people, you live in the same world as I do, but somehow I never noticed you before today. I'm ashamed to say, beautiful people, we share the same back door, and it isn't right. We never met before, but then we may never meet again. If I weren't afraid you'd laugh at me, I would run and take all of your hands in. I'd gather everyone together for a day, and when we're gathered, our best bottoms out there say, beautiful people, then you'll never be alone. There'll always be someone with the same button on as you. Include him in everything you do. Beautiful people, you ride the same subway as I do every morning. That's gotta tell you something. Got so much in common. I go the same direction that you do. So if you take care of me, maybe I'll take care of you. Beautiful people, you look like friends of mine, and it's about time someone said it here and now. I make a vow that sometime, somehow, someone with the same button on as you. Include him in everything you do. He may be sitting right next to you. He may be a beautiful people too. And if you take care of him, well, then maybe he'll take care of you. 'Cause all of the beautiful people do.
So
101.5 The Hawk, you're listening to Oldies Without Borders. That song was inspired by her performance at Woodstock. That is Melanie and a number six song from early 1970 with the Edwin Hawkins Singers, Lay Down Candles in the Rain. Before that, Beautiful People, which she performed back on this date in 1969 at Woodstock. Her biggest hits came after Woodstock, including a song that many think was written with some sexual innuendo. That's not what Melanie had in mind when she wrote Brand New Key. Really.
Well, I have to ask you, I mean, I've read about it online, but I want to hear it from you. Brand New Key, nothing to do with sex. You just wrote it in 15 minutes. It was a cute song written in the style of the 1930s. But when you wrote it, you didn't realize that there might be some double entendre there?
No, not at all. I mean, I don't know what I was thinking, but no, I wrote it after a 27-day fast on nothing but water. I went to I was a vegetarian. I wasn't doing very well as a vegetarian, and I went to Escondido to this health ranch, guided me on a fast, and he said I needed a cleanse because I was having health things. I kept getting sick. I did this for 27 days, then I broke the fast very gradually, went back to where I lived in New Jersey. I was, you know, maybe a half a week or so into my first food. So I was coming home from a flea market, and I passed a McDonald's, and there was an aroma that just hit me. And I pull in, and I went in and I had the whole thing. I had, this is after being a vegetarian and cleansing for 27 days, I had this urge for the McDonald's. So I went in and had the whole thing, you know, the burger and the fries, milkshake, the whole thing. And no sooner had I finished that last bite of burger, I wrote that song. It just came out. It was had something to do with the memory of roller skating and learning how to ride a bike, and it just came out in this whoosh of memory, and that's how it happened. And I had no thoughts about symbolic meaning or double entendre or anything. It just came out like that, and totally in this innocent state of, I guess, my body must have been in some kind of burger shock. but whatever it was, that's the song that came out. I wrote the song on the way back. I had a little guitar with me, and I wrote it on that guitar.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night. Try them out, just
got something for me. Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. I ride my bike, I roller skate. Don't drive no car. Don't go too fast, but I go pretty far. For somebody who don't drive, I've been all around the world. Some people say I done all right for a girl. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hi, this is Melanie, and you're listening to Oldies Without Borders. All right.
Step inside the shoes I walk in.
Sounding a little like Stevie Nicks on that song, a song that Melanie wrote on the eve of the 25th anniversary of Woodstock 1994. Summer of Love 2, a tribute to those fans who make the trip to Bethel, New York, to the site of Yasgur's Farm every August. She frames Woodstock 1969 as a sequel to the Summer of Love, hence Summer of Love 2. She performed that song at Woodstock 1994. Ring the Living Bell before that from 1972. 1972, a good year for Melanie. She had three songs in the top 40 at one time. Brand New Key, Ring the Living Bell, and The Nickel Song. As a result, she was Billboard's Female Vocalist of the Year that year. Over the years, she also won an Emmy for the lyrics to the song To the First Time I Loved Forever. It was the theme to the TV show Beauty and the Beast. If you'd like more information about Melanie, check out melaniesafka.com. Dylan Cardone is next with Vintage Cine Music. I'll be back in next Saturday morning at 10. I leave you with the music of Trini Lopez, who passed away on Tuesday. He was 83. He passed away of complications from COVID. Born Trinidad Lopez in Dallas, Texas, he had a number of folk hits in the early 1960s. Until next Saturday morning at 10, stay safe.
Brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Ooh, 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 ooh. I had a bell, I ring it in the morning, ring it in the evening, all over this land. I ring out danger, I ring out a warning. Ring about the love between my brothers and my sisters, oh, all over this land. Ooh, 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 ooh. If I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, sing it in the evening, all over this land. I sing out. I sing out a warning, yeah. I sing about the love between my brothers and my sisters, ah, all over this land. Ooh, ooh. Now I've got a hammer and I've got a bell. Now I've got a song to sing all over this land. It's the bell of freedom, yeah. It's the song about the love between my brothers and my sisters, ah, all over this land. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Just a lad of 10, my father said to me, come here and take a lesson from a lovely lemon tree. Don't put your faith in love, my boy, my father said to me, I fear you'll find that love is like a lovely lemon tree. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat.
Sunday, my love and I did lie. A girl so sweet that when she smiled, the stars rose in the sky. We passed the summer lost in love beneath the lemon tree. The music of her laughter hid my father's words from me. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. One day she left without a word. She took away the sun, and in the dark she left behind. I knew what she had done. She left me for another. It's a common tale but true. A sadder tale but wiser now. I sing this song to you. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible.
Music history with a twist.
Well, this is the craziest thing I've ever heard of.
Oldies without borders.
Listen to me.
On 101.5 The Hawk.
Para bailar la bamba tiene que ser una mosca de la.
want to hear.